This is Dr. Jonathan Hansen, president of World Ministries International, as well as Eagles Saving Nations. Please go to my website, worldministries.org. That is worldministries.org, and check us out. We're apostolic, prophetic. We go to governments. God gives a word. We send it. It comes to pass. They invite us to the government. And then we have to represent Jesus Christ faithfully as a true ambassador. Not a photo op, but give a word that God is really wanting that leader to hear, whether it's a president, prime minister, or parliament. Eagle Saving Nations, I lead that. That's to get us into the stadiums in country after country around the world. To stop the New World Order, this one world government they're trying to implement right now. They're trying to take away our freedoms and force everybody to come under their control. Only the church can stop it if the church will rise up and have another great awakening. If we can get back to Pentecost, where we move with power and authority instead of fear and intimidation. I have as my guest today, he's from Uganda, Dr. Edward Baliki. Doctor, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Where do you live in Uganda?
I basically live in Kampala, the capital city of Uganda. That's where I'm located and that's where I reside.
So Dr. Edward Baliki, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What is your ministry in Kampala, in Uganda?
In Kampala, in Uganda, I have a number of things that I do and ministries that I oversee. And I am the senior pastor of Shekinah Glory Worship Center that is found in the capital city of Kampala. And the church is in an area called Komamboga in one of the suburbs of Kampala. But from there, we hail and have a number of ministries and churches under the ministry. And we have around 19 churches under the ministry when we spread out into the whole nations. And then other churches that are affiliate with us, that brings us to around 29 churches. Also, the Prime Minister of Kampala Central District under the National Fellowship of Born Again Pentecostal Churches of Uganda. And still under the same umbrella, I am the Minister of International Trade and Relations with the Kampala region under the National Fellowship of Born Again Pentecostal Churches. The National Fellowship of Born Again Pentecostal Churches of Uganda has over 30,000 churches in the nation of Uganda. It is an umbrella that brings together churches, missions, parachurch organizations to be able to do the work of ministry. I am the regional director for Eastern Central Africa with an organization called WILD, that is Wise Intentional Leadership Development, with an aim to equip, empower, engage, expand ministers, you know, by bringing and training and equipping leaders from the youth all the way to the different areas with leadership skills and techniques, but using biblical principles to enhance that. I am the executive director and founder of Ubuntu Family Heritage, a ministry that reaches out to orphans, needy, and destitute children, but with the strength of using education and health empowerment as the arm for evangelism. As the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and if he grows, he will not depart from that. So I started schools and are doing schools. I'll provide water and good water sources and try to help in hygiene. And I am a patron to a number of organizations and doing business as well, and also with my family as well.
Well, very good. You know, the mission of the church, I believe, is to the restoration of the church. I believe it's reconciliation. In other words, we're supposed to restore the church to the mission and method of the way Jesus and the apostles led it. Because we are in a, if we want to say, a backslidden, lukewarm generation where the gospel is being so twisted. Number two, reconciliation between ethnic leaders and churches. I know all over the world, whether you want to call it racism or tribalism, people vote according to their tribe, their race, and not the way we're supposed to vote for the best man or woman that would represent Jesus Christ. We're supposed to revive the church to expand kingdom influence, and four, we're the reformation of society and the discipling of nations. Reformation of society. We're supposed to reform society. They're not supposed to reform us. So, Dr. Baliki, why don't you comment on that?
Yeah, well, I believe that that is very, very crucial. The Bible clearly tells us that we are the light of the world. And since we're the light of the world, we need to bring the life of Jesus Christ and manifest it wherever we are and in many, many places. Because if we do not as the church, then we allow our darkness to creep in. Like the Bible says that, you know, a light that is placed on a hill cannot be quenched or put out. And so as a church, we need to come in and bring the culture of Jesus and bring the kingdom. I believe that in this dispensation we are living in, we are in at the kingdom dispensation where God is restoring the kingdom of God in the nation and wherever we are. And so when we begin to understand kingdom, then we go past some of the things that probably like our ethnic, you know, our culture backgrounds, and we take up what Christ has called us to be in this generation and in this time, and that is to be the church of Christ and the light in the darkness.
Well, that's absolutely correct. In Uganda today, what would you say is the major problem?
I think that in Uganda today, what we need is that, and what we are seeing is the revival. We need God to revive the church and bring it back to the place that he has ordained the church to be. But in many instances, we find that the church is failing because there are a lot of other things that are crippling and fighting against the faith of the people. The people in Uganda are really great believing people that love God. Because when we look at Christianity in incest carries a very, very big position in the population of the nation as one of the biggest Christianity together when we look at it on the religious angle. And the born-again Pentecostal churches carry up to around another big percentage, but not as big as the others. But we see that when the church rises up and comes in, it will be able to grow and have its impact. But a lot of social issues affect the ability of the church and making the impact that it has to make. Because many of the people that are really committed and have given their lives to Christ much and are desiring to see change, many of them are crippled by many things that affect their lives and affect our lives so much. And because of that, their ability to engage effectively is hampered, yet spiritually, they are on fire to do what God wants them to do.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're in a situation I'm finding all over the world. I travel to the nations. I just came back from Bogota, Colombia, South America. I led a four-day conference for 150 churches and leaders, apostles. Met with the Israeli ambassador the next day from Israel to Bogota. And I prophesied 5 years ago when I was in Bogota, Colombia, spoke to 23,000 apostles, that if the church doesn't rise up, if they did not rise up and stop the progression of the New World Order, that they would be ruled by a communist government. They would start to lose their freedom. Economies in Bogota, Colombia, South America would crash, and it would become more and more dangerous. And I flew in. And that's exactly what happened. They have a communist government. Their freedoms are being taken away. It's very dangerous in Bogota. The person that picked me up 20 days earlier was mugged. People are not going to Colombia, South America, because of the situation. The economy is crashing. And so only the church could stop this. I really challenged them for 4 days on God's government and the power of the Holy Ghost and what we need to rise up with his authority, his power, his strength, and turn back this tide of tyranny. Or if they don't stop it, then they'll lose their freedoms permanently. And so we're all through now South America, Central America. We're trying to raise up the church, get in the stadiums, let the power of Pentecost come down, let the church be what it's supposed to be, salt and light. The Bible is so clear. If evil men rule, we are persecuted. If the righteous rule, the nation prospers. And that's what's happening all over the world, all over America, the United States. We're suffering right now because of evil leadership. We've got to overturn this leadership, and hopefully we'll have the freedom to do it in the next election coming up in November, because we are in deep trouble in America. We're in deep trouble around the world. Dr. Edward?
Yeah, I believe that when we look at, especially as we're moving towards the end times, and I believe that the church is moving closer to the end times, there are a lot of things that have been prophesied prophetically that would happen as the church is moving into that time. And I don't believe that they were necessarily prophesied that they should happen, but I believe that they were prophesied that the church should know and see, so that the church will rise up and take up its stand and pray. And because if the church rises up to pray, then the church has the ability to steer the nation in the way that it should go and in the direction that God wants the church to go. And my greatest call is for the church to rise up, for the church to find our place and our position again, and engage in the authority that God has given unto us, because in that authority we have the power to change and to shift, not just only nations, but destinies of a nation, not only leaders, but those that are in authority. Because we have as a church the power to put in, the power to build, the power to plant, the power to destroy as well. And so if we as a church raise up and stand in that authority, then we can change and shift the direction in which our nations are going and bring them back to the heart of God.
Well, every person in the world right now, every Christian, if they're actually in tune with the reality of the situation, if they understand the signs of the times, if they're under an Issachar, they know that persecution is increasing in all nations for the believers because of weak leadership. You know, Christians across the globe are coming under the threat of an Antichrist spirit that is opposed to everything that represents God and His government. Now, you get, according to Revelation 12, the government of nations is influenced by Satan through evil men. You know, we all know the story. Satan led a rebellion against the government of God in heaven, was exiled to earth, where Adam failed to cast him out of the garden and Eve was deceived. According to John 10:10, Jesus warns that Satan and those who serve him come to steal, kill, and destroy, but he has come that they might have life. So in heaven, the government of God rules. There is peace. On earth, Satan rules through evil men, and Christians are at war. Now, I believe with all my heart in the power of prayer. I believe in the power of our responsibility to be ambassadors. Some people want to pray that Jesus will save them without picking up their cross, without representing them. And you can pray till you die, and Jesus is going to resave you. You are His ambassador. Jesus said, go tarry, go wait, go receive my power, my authority, before you try to represent me. And then go represent me. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons, represent me, be my ambassador. And this is where some people get it wrong. They think they don't have to be His ambassador. They can just pray and Jesus will do their job. He's not coming out of heaven to save anybody. We need to be His ambassador, and through prayer, through power of the Holy Spirit, we need to rise up and turn back evil all over the nations. You know, some people like to quote Daniel, suggesting that he stood in the gap. It's true. So did Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, John the Baptist, Noah, and others. But judgment fell anyway. Population was destroyed in Noah's time, but Noah and his family were saved by obeying God. The nation of Israel was taken into slavery. Daniel himself went into slavery, being taken to Babylon. Even though they all stood in the gap, unless they themselves repented, as the people of Nineveh, the nation fell. God honored Daniel, but he became a leader in Babylon, but Israel was in slavery. What I'm trying to do all over the world, I lead Eagle Saving Nations, we have to understand our part in prayer and our part in being ambassadors for Jesus Christ. occupying, ruling, reigning, taking authority, taking dominion, speaking the truth, putting in righteous leaders. You know, some people like to say, well, God put our leaders into government. Well, I can tell you, God didn't put Joe Biden into government. There is no doubt in my mind. He didn't put the communist, he didn't put Hitler into government, Lenin, Stalin. He didn't put Mussolini into government. But it goes right back into the times when God warned his servant. You know, they didn't reject you, Samuel. They rejected me. And so we have a choice, and we need to rise up and do what we can to save our nations. Right now, the New World Order is trying to topple every nation. You know, I'm glad for President Museveni that he's coming against a lot of what the New World Order is wanting to do. And so that is that's a great testimony. But all over the world, the church needs to rise up and be an influence. Pray yes. We're trying to get 2,000 intercessors in every nation on earth. We're also trying to get 200,000 that read my news articles so they can be salt and light, so they can influence their nation for Jesus Christ. Dr. Edward?
Yeah, I believe that one of the things that is very fundamental is for the church to realize the authority that we have, but also to realize what we come against. You know, like the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, you know, very, very clearly to every one of us, when it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And then it tells us to put on the armor of God. But it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And says, therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And so we realize that we are fighting and dealing with structures that have been put up and are established. And those structures stand. And we cannot just come in without an agenda or without knowing why we are coming in as the church. If we do, then we will fail, because we are fighting a structured battle. The enemies that we're dealing with have structures that have been established in the realm of the spirit. And if we don't understand their structures, know how they work, how they have been set up, and how we can deal with them, then we will find ourselves, in a place where we are hit and fail to win the battle that God has already empowered us to be able to overcome them. So as a church, we need to raise up in the authority that God has given unto us and engage. And that means we don't have to be passive, like you've said, but we need to engage. Engage in prayer, engage in the word, engage in building the body and the church, but also engage in going out there to do what God has called us. Because it says it in the book of Romans, you know, that how will they hear unless a messenger has been sent? You know, and how will one be sent unless they've been given a message? We have the message. We have been sent. And therefore, we need to go. And when we go, then they will hear and change and repent. So it's upon us as a church, in the power and the authority God has given unto us, to change the nations and the places where God has placed us, called us, and given a mandate that we should be effective.
Well, I totally agree with that. Again, like I said, I just returned from Bogota, leading 150 churches and apostles. And 2 Corinthians 10, 3-4, you know, you read it, quoted it. For though we walk in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You know,
yeah.
Destruction of strongholds. That's the job of the church. We destroy reasons and reasonings of pagan philosophers and their dogmas that nullify the word of God and the facts of the gospel. These fortifications we pull down and demolish. We put to flight the demon powers and alien armies raising the banner of the cross on the field of battle. You know, we cast down imaginations. We demolish all theories, reasonings, and any high system of ethics, religion, mythology, metaphysics, sublime doctrines, or philosophy set forth to divide the knowledge of God that wants to defy it. We bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We take every thought prisoner and lead it into captivity to obey Christ. Lasciviousness and vain and evil thoughts of all kinds are brought down and made obedient to his laws. This includes any thinking which is contrary to purity, virtue, and righteousness, and having in readiness to avenge all in disobedience. We stand ready to speak the truth, to court-martial any opposing the gospel of Christ after separating ourselves from them. We need to pull down strongholds. We need to do these things, cast down imaginations, and bring into captivity. This is, as you said, the job of the church. And a good pastor, Apostle Issachar, will be doing just this and teaching his people to do it. Dr. Edward?
Yeah, which is very, very true. And that is a sign, or it gets us to understand the authority that God has given unto us as a church and as a body of Christ, and also to understand the dynamics of what is against us. You know, it clearly says that though we live in the world, we do not war like the world. On the contrary, the weapons of warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. That's the King James Version of the Bible. So they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And there are many strongholds that have been established that are against the church and the body of Christ. And the strongholds are many times things that linger in the spirit, but also the mindset in which people have been programmed, the mindsets in which people have been, and things that people believe because of their mindset, because of where they are coming from, their past, and what has been believed by their past. And all these mindsets need to be broken and destroyed and pulled down and bring into captivity every thought unto the obedience of Christ Jesus. And so this is what God expects us to do. And we must know that we have the power in God to do it. We have the power in God to destroy it. And we must know that God is with us. Like the Lord was speaking to Joshua in Joshua chapter number 1, around verse 9, after the departure of Moses. And he says, "Have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest." And so God gave Joshua the command that I am with you wherever you are going to go. And he says, be strong. And so God is calling us as a church, come, I'm with you. And wherever you go, I'll be with you. And God has testified this in the many things that he continually does. Like you've been in a meeting with all the apostles. I believe and I know that God performed and worked miracles in those places. And the miracles that God performs are evident that God is still working and God is still doing his work in our lives. As we continue to do ministry, we see tremendous miracles done by God that are a witness that God is working to bring back his people and restore them, and also to emphasize who he is and what he has purposed for the body of Christ.
Amen. Do you find, I'm finding all over the world, people are twisting the gospel, pastors are twisting the gospel, they're taking it way out of context, and where the gospel becomes a very gluttonous, greedy prosperity gospel instead of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. Is this going on in Uganda too?
Yeah, it is. It is going on in Uganda too. And I think not only in Uganda, but I think it is everywhere. It's going on in everywhere because there are many that have taken the gospel and twisted it and turned it around. That's why it is important to get more people that are aligned with the true principles of God, and to come in and teach the church, to come in and equip the church, to come in and empower the church so that people will hear and know that what some of them are being taught is not what the truth is, but also listen and hear the truth so that people will be brought back into the right line with God. One of the problems we have is that with all people that have all these things twisted in their lives as ministers, who come in and pose as ministers, yet are twisting the gospel for their own gain, when the world looks at them, the world cannot differentiate sometimes the true Christians and the false Christians. So until we teach the people and equip them so that people will know what the truth of God is, we may not be able to get them to. And so we need to have people come in to equip and to empower the Church of God to become what God has called it to be.
Well, I fully agree with that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've just tuned in, you're watching, listening to the Warning Program. This is Dr. Jonathan Hansen, President of World Ministries International, as well as Eagle Saving Nations. I have with me Dr. Edward Baliki from Uganda, Kampala, East Africa. And we've been talking about the church and its responsibility. So we're running out of time now. We're closing down. So Dr. Edward Baliki, closing comments.
Closing comments is that I believe that God has called us as a church to stand and to do what he has called us to do. Number one, we need to be the light. And two, we need to be the salt. That means we need to be the hope for the people and the generations that are before us. And as a church, we need to look at the spiritual aspect and let us do the spiritual aspect. Let us empower people spiritually. Secondly, let us empower people with the knowledge that they need to become who God has called them to become. Because some of us, God has graced us with the ability to extend our education to higher levels. Can we use that to help others? But thirdly, with the resources, because resources are very, very crucial in bringing the church into alignment to where God wants it to be. And so as Christians, let us bring our resources. That's why we need to help those that are in need. Jesus fed those that were in need. Let us feed them. Jesus paid taxes for his disciples. Let us help people out in these ways. But much more, let us build the kingdom of God according to his structure.
Well, that's so very true. Without the kingdom of God being established and built in every nation, tyranny will sweep that nation, poverty will be rampant, and governments will rule in, again, a very wrong way, evil way to control the people. We need to have the church rise up. Once again, you're listening, watching the Warning Program. This is Dr. Jonathan Hansen, President of World Ministries International, as well as Eagles Saving Nations. My website is worldministries.org. That's worldministries.org. Worldministries.org. Check it out. Join Eagles Saving Nations today. No matter where you are in any country of the world, we need to rise up. The church needs to rise up. We need another great awakening, which is a national repentance, so our nation can be blessed and not cursed. It can be prosper and not come under judgment. Worldministries.org. Once again, worldministries.org. May God richly bless you.